Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Before, but it was a man's name.
Oh, really?
So spelled just like yours. And they called him Selly, C-E-L-L-Y. But I thought it was he was a German. I can't remember his last name, like Shoemaker. Yeah, Selly Shoemaker.
Yeah, well, and so it was different from us anyway, you know. They hadn't pronounced us ago. We got two German ladies up here. And she asked me, she said, how do you spell it? I said, the same way you spell it with the C, you spell it with the S. And everybody called me sometime and they say, Celeste. I said, no, this is. But that's the way it is. Yeah,
just like it's spelled, isn't it? Just say it the way it's spelled. But I didn't know if this was a nickname.
No.
Middle name. Okay. Well, first of all, let me just read this card back to kind of refresh your memory and get us on the same page. It says replace. Oh, no, no. Stay sitting. I can see fine. I got enough light coming through the door, so thank you anyway. So we're pleased to announce our senior final expense program to help pay what your government Social Security death benefit does not pay for your final expense. At present, that benefit is limited to $255. Our senior plan will pay 100% of all funeral and final expenses not paid by your government death benefit, up to $15,000 for each person covered. To see if you qualify, mail this postage-paid card today. And you'd mark the $7,500 benefit. Now, do you have any type of funeral or final expense benefits at this time?
No. I had a lot of accidents, which my son did. My son passed on the 22nd of May.
That's what you told me
so
on the phone.
So I was into two bedroom and I had to come into a small one. They don't want to pay off. Medivac picked him up. Take him to the hospital, he's bruised all up where he handicapped fell trying to get out of his bed into his chair, his wheelchair. And he had bits and so forth. And he fell, broke his hip. They did the surgery, but the surgery, I guess bone to brittle or whatever, you know. He was 66 years old, baby. And boy, they didn't give me a prop. Took the doctor 10 weeks to fill out the insurance policy. It didn't take that long for that little paragraph.
No.
And then he charged me $25, but he was the doctor to see him when he went to the emergency room. So I told the insurance company, I called up and I said, listen, I sent y'all the death certificate, obituary. They wanted his copy of his army papers and, you know, things like that. I said, no, y'all got everything. I don't know why. I said, the doctor has the paperwork, the policy that you have to fill out. I said, he won't fill them out. I said, maybe y'all need to call him. So it's someplace here in Kansas when people says, I forgot the name, but I've got the paperwork. But anyway, they called him and told him what was happening. They called him. I call once a week, every Monday for 10 weeks. He said, oh, I'll fill them out when I feel like it. That, you know what the secretary said. Well, it's a matter of business. Okay. My son had just got paid for his job that he had in Detroit, Michigan when he got 65 years of age. They called it retirement. And they paid him off. Went through Prudential kept the company carried the insurance for him. You know, until he got 65 years of age, they paid him off. Mm-hmm. I took that money, what he had in the bank, Colonial Pen, he had, I put him in that straight line. And they paid off. When Phil Van got in touch with them, and they said, well, anyway, we made your check to the funeral home, and so forth. And I paid for him to be cremated. I brought him back home. He had, about six policies with Sears.
All accident.
Well, he did have accidents. That's why he went to the hospital.
But I mean, all the policies were accidental death only.
Most all of them. And there's two is pending now. We had paperwork. The one of the policies we had to go to see. They said get the paperwork. So I told them, I said, I don't have it. So evidently, someone called that doctor and told him, see, you holding up a matter of business. You need to sign whatever you got to sign where she can mail it to us. Last Tuesday, a week ago, I had my son. They called me. I had come from water and flowers on the porch. Telephone rang and she called me. She said, you can't get the policies until you give me $25. I said, what? But that was his doctor that saw him when he went in the emergency room. He was in the hospital 2 days. And by him falling and hurting himself and so forth and on, I guess that brought on the heart disease. That's what he put on the death certificate. But on the policy, he started from the beginning of an accident, the reason that he was in the hospital, you know, and so forth. Well, he had in his file that he didn't want to be on the machine if anything ever went wrong. They worked with him. So my daughter-in-law called. They called her. She said, Mom, said, get some clothes on. I had a dust storm. She says, we got to get to the hospital and hurry. I said, how come? They said, well, Keith is not breathing too good. Well, that Sunday, we went up and seen him. He had breakfast and he was talking. He had some babies. He had saved him. And we talked. And I said, well, I guess what we'll do, we'll go out and have breakfast and then we'll pick up a few items I need at Walmart. So she called me and told me, said, hi, Dakota Tone. They don't carry that at the hospital. Well, that's what VA had. So, which he had it. We took the medicine. They wrote down everything and then they said, so he said, well, y'all not giving me my hydrocortisone. But anyway, she called. I had just getting ready to take off my dress. I said, well, we'll go back later on and check. So I took it up there. I didn't call his brother. And I lost one boy 1 year ago, the 23rd of this month. In Birmingham, Alabama, that's where he was living. He was on his way for dialysis and passed out to the brick building, knocked his brains from the right to the left. They did surgery, but he never did survive.
So you buried two sons in 2 years?
In a year.
Less than a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
23rd of this month, Demetrius passed. When Michelle Ann called, she said, governor said, daddy gone. I said, oh, my God. So he passed on the 22nd of May of this year. Like one day in the difference of 6 months. But I said, well, I didn't have the three boys. I said, well, anyway, I got one left.
Where does he live at?
He lives over on West 12th.
He's your engineer. Good.
Yeah, he had been gone 19 years. He was secure to God where he was at. And he came home unexpected. He saw what problem I was having with Keith, whereby he couldn't walk. And every day. This is his chair. I got one back in the back on kind of my spine, you know. I keep the big one this way because I can't get out of the back, you know, without tearing it up. But anyway, I called VA to let them know that he had passed. And I said, well, what shall I do with this? He said, well, do whatever you want to do, whatever we... All his supplies, medicine, everything came, bath, chair, everything, you know. They made sure he had, being one of us, his disability, and make sure he had it.
Okay. But now you said you don't have any life insurance benefits in, or any final expense or funeral insurance benefits? You don't have?
I had the accidents deal that I had, I let it go.
Good.
Just like I say, I don't go anywhere.
Okay.
And my son drives me to go out of town, but when I got my license last year, last October, they said, don't be caught on I-70. Well, if I don't get on I-70, where is it going?
Yeah.
You know, you can't go through Fort Riley anymore like you used
right,
to.
Right.
But anyway, see, I drove Keith twice, sometimes three times a week back to Fort Riley. So they take me from him and they send me to Lyft to pick him up. And they, when his appointment, I get him dressed and take his chair out because he couldn't get it out the door like I can. And have him ready for them to pick up. No, I let them go. I said, well, now they're giving me all these headaches for I'm an accident.
Yeah.
They're going to put my son through the same thing, you know. I said, well, I've got an arthritis. That's what I got. I was at the doctor the other day and went through my physic and everything, and they told me, she said, well, you are in good shape for 80 years old.
Yeah, you don't look your age at all.
Huh?
You don't look your age at all.
Well, no, well, just like I say, other than that, I don't have no other problem.
Okay.
My spinal is where the arthritis is.
Okay. And you received disability benefits because of your back?
Well, I retired off my job, and then I draw my pension from my husband. He was into the army, you know.
Come on. Good morning.
Hey, babe. I'll come back yet.
All right. Best friend of mine. But just like to say, I do the best I can.
Good.
Some days I got some bedroom, the kitchen. I just got to get rid of it. I got a lot of whatnot. I got to go.
Well, to go from two bedrooms to one, there's a lot left over.
Tell me about it.
What?
I got a stoner's unit full over there by Manhattan.
Yeah.
Over by the airport. I had to run a storage deal to put a lot of stuff, see, because my son, he had a lot of music, CDs, VDs,
Okay.
I said, but anyway, I just do the best I can with what I can do.
Good. Now, have you taken care of any aspect of your funeral or final expense? Have you purchased your lots or your marker?
No, I hadn't yet, but my son and I, we had talked about it.
Okay. Well, we'll take care of that. We can help take care of that. Will you be buried here in...
I've been here 57 years.
I'd say you're probably staying.
I've been here since I come from Okinawa.
Okay.
And just like I say, my home where I was born at is in. But don't show me that. I don't want to go that way.
Yeah.
When I came from Okinawa, I stayed there 2 months. So that's long enough to get the whole baggage because they had clothes and so forth, you know. And I've been here ever since. I worked on the post out there.
Is your husband buried here in?
He's buried in his hometown. He's buried in Washington, D.C. That's where he's
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking you, because I want you to understand the benefits that we provide are going to give your son the ability to make sure that when you do pass away, the bills that are going to be created by you at the funeral home will be paid for, whether it's the casket, the vault, the burial spot, the marker. We'll help take care of all that. And we'll take care of that also.
That's see, so that you. Was why I sent the car, because just like I say, it's so many shady insurance. Omaha, Nebraska. He joined that in 84.
Uh-huh.
They sent me a check in his name for $6.99. So I told him, I said, well, I want every dime of the money that was paid to keep the policy, because he wasn't behind.
Right.
By me having power to him, I made sure all his bills was taken care of. Mm-hmm. Okay, he had bills like at Sears, where we would buy different things. He had insurance on that. They took care of that. But they ain't took care of the rest. See, two policies. But anyway, I got a letter. They wanted some more information. I said, well, I done sent you the death certificate, obituary. I sent you the medevac, what they say. Medevac told it like it is. But the doctor wrote on the death certificate, fine, they could survive in heart failure.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, but he did put on the last insurance form that he was from an accident.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But he should have put that on the death certificate.
Sure, sure.
But
now,
anyway,
how's your health in general? You said you don't have any health, no heart attacks or strokes,
no,
cancers, diabetes, emphysema, nothing.
No.
Okay, just the arthritis.
The arthritis is killing me. That's
okay.
All it is. I've had three knee replacements.
Okay.
It's in my spine by my tailbone.
Okay. Okay.
That's on.
But you don't receive disability benefits, so do you? Social Security disability benefits?
I draw my Social Security. Okay,
but not disability?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, how our program works, Mrs. Wise, is we can provide a benefit starting at $2,500, going as high as $25,000. What's your son's name?
Emmanuel Andre Wise.
Emmanuel. And what do you call him?
Andre.
Andre. Okay. And he's the one who lives up here on 12th Street.
Right.
Okay.
When he's in school here,
okay,
they use Andre instead of Emmanuel.
Okay.
Because, you know, Emmanuel, E-M-M-M, so long, and, you know.
Okay. Andre, yeah. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is basically when you pass away, they're going to give the bills to Andre just like they did to you when Keith passed away. And the question we have to ask ourselves is where does Andre get the money to pay these expenses?
Right.
And so what our program gives you the ability to do is make sure the money will be there. Okay. So we can provide an immediate 100% guaranteed cash benefit that we pay directly to Andre when you pass away to take care of all final expenses, not just the funeral itself, but all any medical bills or transportation or whatever that might be. We will give him the money to do that. Okay, now, immediate benefits become important for two reasons. First of all, when are you going to die?
We don't know that.
We don't know that. Okay, it's a guaranteed event at an uncertain date. So when you die, we pay. I hope you don't go to bed tonight and not get up tomorrow. But if that happens, I'm going to pay Andre. Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, the second reason immediate benefits become important is cause of death. How are you going to die?
We don't know that.
And again, we don't know that. Okay, but you're going to die one of three ways. You can die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up, and we'll pay for that. You could also die accidentally.
This is true.
Okay? Well, it could be a car wreck, could be a fire, a tornado, a fall, a drowning, a shooting. We will pay for that. We will also pay for that. There's only one other way to die, and that's by suicide.
No, now, I don't see myself doing it.
Well, I don't either. But during the first 2 years of our program, if you decide to take your own life, we don't pay any benefits. We'll give you money back. Now, but after 2 years, we even pay for suicide.
Yeah, well, just like
which is highly unusual.
I don't think God would like for me to do that.
I don't think you would either. Now, the reason I mentioned that, though, is because you were talking about when Keith passed away, he had a lot of policies that would have paid. If the doctor would have put he died accidentally, then you would have got money.
Right.
On our program, all we need to know is that you died. We don't care how you died. We don't care when you died. And we're going to pay the benefits. Like I said, the only exception is we don't pay for suicide during the first 2 years. So if by chance, let's take the same scenario. You go through the same scenario as Keith did. You're getting in, you're trying to get something done, and you fall and you mash your head against the side of the toilet stool or something. And they come in and take you and say, well, you know, and then later you pass away from, it doesn't matter. If the doctor says it's an accident, we're going to pay. If the doctor says it was a heart attack, we're going to pay. It doesn't matter how you die. Your son, Andre, will get the money. So there's no, what you what you were talking about earlier, I want to eliminate all the hassles. Okay, my job. My job is to make sure that when you pass away, Andre doesn't have any hassles.
Okay, just like I say, every time I go to the mailbox, here comes something against you.
Yeah.
So just like say, or I talked to the lady down there in Nebraska. I said, well, when he joined this bit, well, he was walking and so forth, but after falling so much and bones and brittle and everything, if you can't do it, you just can't do it. I said, y'all didn't ask no question. What was his body like or what?
It shouldn't matter after 20 years.
But anyway, I said, well, I think y'all need to give me the premium that was paid into it to keep it up. I say he did not owe nothing, never been behind or anything. See, when he got his check, I had power attorney. They did it in VA. They said, keep you not in no shape, we're going to put your mama in charge of everything. So the attorney up there wrote out the power attorney papers and everything. I took it keep like it 33 years. Whether I heard or I didn't hurt, or did I say sometimes, but I never would take a whole lot of medicine because of something happened to him. I can't even do nothing for him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, that's what we'll do. And he said, it's quite all right. I said, because mom is a good mom, and mom is fair. She don't try to take nothing from me or whatever. But the money after he went shopping, he wanted some new clothes that he had in the bank. When they told me what I owed them, I went straight to the bank, drew it out, paid him, got my receipt, paid in full.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I emphasize this, Mrs. Because again, we want this program to be, you know, very comprehensive and not create any hassles for Andre. You have to promise me one thing, though, that you won't commit suicide, because that creates hassles. But
I can't do that.
If you die naturally, accidentally, we pay. Now, being a cash benefit means I pay the money directly to Andre. I don't pay the funeral home. I don't pay the cemetery. I don't pay the hospital. I don't pay the nursing home. I don't pay your bills. I pay the money directly to Andre. It's his money to use as needed.
Yeah, well, just like I say, knowing my son, he ain't gonna be taking nothing. I didn't raise my kids that way.
Right.
Take your business first.
Sure, sure.
Whatever the business is, you take care of that first.
Mm-hmm.
Just like where he live at, he's married. His wife, she's over at K-State. Computer. Going over that. Just like I say, I would like to have insurance where that I don't have to worry about how this will be done. Don't leave nothing for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in no debt or anything. I buy a few clothes here or that and so forth, but I'm not in no
debt. Okay, yeah. And that's what we do, is we give you that peace of mind knowing. So being a cash benefit means Andre gets the money. It's also a tax-free benefit. So Andre doesn't pay any taxes on this money. There's no income tax.
I noticed that on the policy. They wanted to know to get in touch with IRS or whatever. See, Keith didn't have an estate. We lived in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He had his music, which he loves music. He had all kinds. He had his gospel. He used to be the president of the choir and, you know, things like that. He loved whatever music he had. I got so much of tapes and stuff, you know, of different music. He'll buy them. He said, Mom, I'm going to buy a CD. I'll give you the CD. My brother's going to copy me the music, you know, on the tape. But just like I say, it's one of those things. I held on to him as long as I could.
Good. So you understand, and some of those programs is to...
I understand.
So there's no tax, so Andre wouldn't pay any income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes on the money. Now, we back it up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee, your payment never goes up. As you get older, As your health changes, we guarantee in writing we'll never increase your payments. Mm-hmm. Second guarantee is the benefit you request, whether it's $10,000, $7,000, $5,000, whatever you want. That benefit is guaranteed never to go down as you get older, as your health changes. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your policy can never be canceled by my company. We can never kick you out. I don't care how old you become. I had a client over here in Sterling, Kansas, by Hutchinson, that died when she was 103. And we paid her benefits. So live as long as you want. I don't care how poor your health becomes. If you develop a cancer, a heart attack, or have a stroke, end up in a nursing home, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments.
Well, so the doctor said the other day, I had kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
I had that removed, and she said I was clear of everything and so forth and on. I was there Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Hall from over in Manhattan, she comes over to give her to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And she told me, she said, everything is clear. I said, but I want you to be careful. I want you to drink gin and lemonade. I'm already a water holder.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but certain things you can have a little bit, but not large eating of such as cheese. I told her, well, I like cheese like on my salad. I can have 8 ounces of milk. I've been on white bread. I like wheat bread, but I bought the white wheat bread. She said, well, that was a good idea, you know. I said, because I don't like just plain bread. I was raised up on wheat since you've been in the country. When that time comes, harvest and so forth, and on, you got flour and this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So she said, well, you didn't put your half so far. She said, I said, during the stress, I've lost a little weight.
Sure.
I would like to gain it back. I would like to weigh at least 135 pounds,
mm-hmm.
which I don't weigh that much now. My doctor said it was stress.
Isn't it funny? Most women would love to weigh 135 pounds. They'd like to lose enough to get that. That's right. So again, the third guarantee says we can never cancel the benefits of your program as long as you make your payments. And that is taken care of for your safety and your convenience automatically. Well, ours is done automatically through your checking or savings account every month. And so we don't have to worry about that.
I don't have no checking account.
Okay.
First National Bank owe me money now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when they're going to give it to me.
Okay. Yeah,
when I went to close Keep account,
uh-huh.
The computers went out sometime back. I got the paperwork where we both went in together and opened it up. They don't have nothing with my name on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to wait, she said.
Okay.
And
now, you have a savings account, though. How do you get your Social Security benefits?
I get it in the mail.
Oh, they're not directly deposited for you?
I hadn't started that.
Okay.
But they send me a card and tell me that I can't. All I got to do is call them and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But just like I say, or our mailbox, nobody got a key to it but you in the postman.
Right.
And just like I say, that's the way it comes.
Okay. So do you have a checking or savings account?
I got a savings. I don't have it.
Okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. That's
but
not
anyway,
a problem.
Anyway, just like I say, I always get my deals, all my money orders, and send off all my bills and get it over with.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
Every month, that's the way I do it. The first check that I get on the first, that's the one I take and pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
So, widow's pension, that's the one I live by.
Okay. All right. And one last question. I know the answer is no, but I have to ask it anyway. Do you use tobacco products of any kind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I smoke, but I don't smoke that much.
I was going to say, I would have never known.
I smoke a pack of cigarettes last week, way almost 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But just like I say, being nervous, I guess.
Sure.
And so when I get upset, that's when I'm going to get me a cigarette. Other than that, I don't think about it. I don't have time for it. You know?
Okay. Okay. Well, let's take a look for you here. Let's see. You're 80 right now. Is that correct?
I'll be 80 years old.
Coming up, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
2 months.
Coming up.
That August, September. That's it. But just like I said, I've been working since I was 12 years old. 12 years of age is when I started working.
I think that's about when I started, too.
And as I say, these kids, you hugger, I can't work, and I can't, no such thing as you can't.
That's right.
I don't know where they get that word from.
Well, we didn't have an option. You know,
well, I just like to say, being a country girl, if I wasn't babysitting, I was cooking. If I wasn't cooking, it was like that eating vegetables and all those things, you know, to get ready to cook. And my mama only had me, see. I don't have sisters in Baptist. I got a half sister. Is denied by me, and one in Ohio.
Right.
But my mom didn't have anyone but me. She passed when she was 67 years of age. And I lost my husband in 70.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you some health questions because this determines the cost of your benefits. You're not currently hospitalized. Okay. And how much benefit were you interested in? $7,000?
Let's see.
Let's look at it. Well, that'll give me a payment. Where did you feel? If you're going to be cremated, it doesn't cost as much, does it? That's what you're going to do.
We won't. That's the whole family we decide. That's which way we're going.
So $5,000 would do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so, because we're... What did I pay? $3,000.
Okay. All right, well, $5,000 would do it. $5,000, you're looking at $66.05 for $5,000.
For a month.
Right. Right.
What would three cost? I don't want to get into, when you live on a fixed income, you got to be careful.
Sure.
And I don't want to get in a bit where I can't start paying and can't keep.
Well, I appreciate that because I don't want you to do that either.
No, I'm just explaining myself that, you know.
Okay. Let's just go down the line here. The $5,000, like I said, is $66.05. $4,000 would be $53.35, and $3,000 would be $40.66.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing nice about this program is it's expandable. What that means is you can start with a $3,000 or $4,000 benefit now. Get comfortable with that and then add on to it later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we can do that. We can do that. So it gives you the ability to start where you're comfortable now and then change it later. And that works both ways.
Like being on a fixed income, you have to make sure that you are covered.
That's right.
I don't like them old. Nobody bills upset me. That's right. When I get paid, I pay them all, and then whatever's left, that's it. Make sure that I pay it all the bills, you know, that I have to pay each month. Get it over with.
Sure.
So that's like I say, or that's the reason, I guess, to try to hold on to it. On the bill that Keith had, he paid $23 something, I think it was. That's what I was saying. I'm trying to see if the insurance is going to go ahead and straighten me out before I get too high.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Because just like I say, or they got to pay me off, and I say I got a packing case.
Right.
Whoa, nothing but papers from them, you know, of how they handling it.
Right. Well, and that's what I say. You can start with a smaller program. and then build it up after you get everything taken care of with Keith and everything. So.
Yeah, but it's like I say, that's one of the problems. I don't want to get myself in a box before
right.
I can get a little more money, you know.
Well, and you don't want to, but you don't want to leave Andre hanging either. I mean, if something were to happen to you,
I don't want him hanging.
So, you know, get at least $3,000 or $4,000 now, and then once you get Keith's situation straightened out, then we can, you know, we can add another couple thousand dollars if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fair enough?
Well, $3,000.
That's
is
about
that much?
$40.
Mm-hmm.
$40.66. And we wouldn't need the first payment until after you get your Social Security check, what, the third of the month?
Yeah. Well, that's the only way I pay my bills after I get my money.
Right.
You know, like I said, when you pay Social Security, or not Social Security, when you get the check, you pay your bills and whatever it is you got to live by.
Right.
So, that one sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Well, just like say, I can always add to it
right.
when bit. But just like say, I gotta have some type, and that's the way it goes.
Okay. Okay. Now you understand I don't have any way for them to bill you directly. They're gonna bill it through your savings account is what they're going to do. So you just need to put.
I don't have anybody billing anything to the bank.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.